California State Senate leader Kevin De Leon recently made some bold claims about radical right-wing terrorism. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked the Democratic senator's statements, and we have this report.
De Leon made his claims at the state capitol last month following the deadly violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville.
Radical right-wing terrorism is on the rise in our great country. And since 2008, terrorist attacks on the U.S. soil carried out by right-wing extremist groups, including white supremacists, outnumber those by Islamic jihadists by 2-1.
The senator's office told us that several studies and news articles back up these claims. But after sorting through the data and speaking with experts on terrorism, we found the evidence is not clear-cut. Alex Narasta of the Libertarian Cato Institute says a lot depends on how you measure terrorism. For right-wing groups,
if you measure it by the number of attacks made, then it seems that there is a bit of a rise going on. But if you measure it by the number of people killed, it's been fairly level for the last several years.
Not all attacks are equal. Some kill dozens of people at one time. What is clear is that while far-right groups are responsible for more terror incidents, Islamic groups have killed far more people. Aaron Miller of the University of Maryland says pinpointing a terrorist's ideology adds another wrinkle.
People are very complicated. A particular individual might have been associated with a white supremacist group at one point in time, but it's not clear that they carried out this specific attack to further that agenda.
De Leon's claims don't fit neatly on our truthometer. They depend greatly on one's definition of a terrorist attack and could use some added explanation. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.